General Charles C. Krulak, Corps of the Corps, Valor and Values. General Charles C. Krulak, the 31st Commandant of the Marine Corps, faced many challenges in his Marine Corps career, from leading Marines in combat in Vietnam to establishing a main logistics base forward in Desert Shield and Desert Storm. Perhaps the most challenging was dealing with moral and ethical issues that landed on his desk as he rose in rank and responsibility. The 1990s seemed to be especially tumultuous. There were a large number of adultery cases, there were hazing incidents, and instances of theft, rape, and sexual harassment. General Krulak is well known for his visionary understanding of the future of operations and how the Marine Corps should shape its doctrine. He was also visionary in his understanding of the danger to the Marine Corps caused by lapses in moral judgment by Marines. Also, how high-profile incidents of moral failure undermine tactical readiness and relevancy. He aggressively moved to focus Marines' attention on the importance of moral and ethical behavior. In this 1999 oral history interview with Dr. David Crist, he gives us his perspectives on why there is a direct connection between warrior ethos and ethical behavior.
Why this seems to be such a pressing need or deficiency or need to be stressed in the 1990s during our colonies. I think that people like to attribute this view to my religion and jokes about, you know, Krulak in the Baptist landing team instead of a battalion landing team when I was a lieutenant colonel on up to where we are today. And I think that really does an injustice to the Corps and to me, because the reality was my own faith really was not driving this. What was driving my belief goes back to what I call the touchstones that are central to our core, the touchstone of valor, which is what most Marines think about. It's our war-fighting stuff. It's what got us through the wheat fields at Bellwood, which took our Marines to the top of Suribachi, which allowed us to march out of, or fight our way out of the chosen reservoir and to cross through the minefields into Kuwait. You know, that's the touchstone of valor. But we have this other touchstone, and that touchstone is of values, and it's this idea that is central in making the Marines and winning battles, that the American people look to us as the keepers of the flame, so to speak, for standards. And that when you talk about a Marine, you know, you're really talking about a man or woman of character, a man or woman of integrity. I believe, just like we talked about Generation X and Generation X, that if you didn't start focusing back on this touchstone, that it would get away from us. And that we had seen chinks in the armor in this fight, whether it was the Okinawa rape case or Bloodwing or what have you, we were seeing chinks in the armor. We were seeing chinks in the armor with the General Officer Corps when I was getting sick and saw General Mundy wrestling with some issues with the General Officer. We saw it with Tailhook. All of these things that were attacking the very ethos of who we are as Marines, and that is people of character. And so what I intended to do was to just try to bring back into focus the twin touchstone, the one of values. And so we said, okay, look it. one of the concerns is this zero defect mentality. What we're going to say is you can have all the, you can make all the mistakes in the world so long as they don't become one of moral turpitude. It's a moral turpitude mistake. We don't need, I mean, there's no need to keep a Marine who can't keep his word, so to speak, and whether that's word in lying, cheating, or stealing, or what have you, we were just going to put up with it. And so we put out the word that's going to be something that we're all going to have to keep our eye on. Well, what happened was the number of reported cases of moral turpitude, adultery, sexual harassment, stealing, cheating, went up dramatically. When I came in, I think there were 58 cases that were reported. It went up to almost 200. And then slowly but surely came back down until when I left.
Of officers?
Yeah, officer misconduct. And so it was happening. It just wasn't being reported. It wasn't being considered a big issue. And now I think people realize that part of why we're relevant, part of why we're important to America is because of our standards and holding our standards.
Just as General Krulak was prescient in regards to the future of warfare, so he was prescient in understanding the danger of ethical failure. He instituted policy that put ethics and morality on a Marine's front burner. Instead of trying to cover up breaches in moral behavior, he advocated bringing them to light, so as to identify the problem, deal with violators, and break corrective policy. We have seen recently how unreported instances of sexual harassment that come to light later have devastated organizations and individuals. An individual Marine, by a lapse in moral judgment, can have a devastating effect on the Marine Corps' reputation in the eyes of the public and civilian leadership. General Krulak, by highlighting core values, sent a message that ethics are important, so important that this is the one area a Marine does not have the freedom to fail. Is the Marine Corps still susceptible to social turmoil and negative social pressure? The answer, of course, is yes. If that is the case, how does the Marine Corps today prepare Marines to deal with this? Is it time to consider alternative means of imparting ethics and values before another strategic moral failure occurs? For additional information on military ethics, read The U.S. Naval Institute on Leadership Ethics, edited by Timothy Demme, War, Morality, and the Military Profession by Malham Boykin, An Introduction to Military Ethics, a Reference Handbook by Bill Rhodes, Morals Under the Gun, The Cardinal Virtues, Military Ethics and American Society by James Toner, and The Tailhook Report, The Official Inquiry into the Events of the Tailhook 91 by the United States, by the Office of the Inspector General.